It's a dramatic story, isn't it? It's probably one you remember from your childhood if you grew up in the church. Probably remember hearing this in Sunday school. In many ways, this story of Peter sinking down, down, down seems so far removed from us that it's almost like fantasy. Jesus and his disciples are, out at sea. The disciples rise early in the morning. Their Lord has been away. And they see this ethereal figure walking across the water. And as our Reader's Theater folks said, they believed it was a ghost. A ghost. And then they find out that this is Jesus himself. But Peter is not entirely convinced, I think. He asks for proof. He steps out onto the water. And his first few steps, somehow, some way, he manages to stay afloat atop the surface. But then the winds whip up and the waves crash down, and he loses his nerve and his courage. He quickly sinks into the water and begins to drown, overwhelmed, surrounded by the water. But in the midst of this experience, this unraveling of his confidence, of his faith, of his courage, whatever you want to call it, Jesus extends to him his outstretched arm, pulling him up from the brink. I think in many ways this story, and this moment in the story especially of Jesus reaching out, is really a story of what we're called to do as Christians and people of faith with one another. When we have our Peter sinks in the water moments in our lives. So I want to share just very briefly with you about that, because I think the story stands on its own. It's a really good story. Have you ever had one of these moments in your life, a Peter sinks in the water kind of moment, where you felt like your confidence is shaken? Maybe there's been some major event in your life, something traumatic, or maybe something hasn't gone like you expected it to go, where your nerve has unraveled because something you've experienced, if not an event, maybe a series of events, has left you feeling kind of alone or like unraveled. Maybe it's been something with your health or your job or your relationships or finances. Maybe something with your future plans has come unraveled and left you feeling like you were sinking in the water like Peter. I think we've all experienced this, and if you haven't, you'll probably experience it at some point in your life. Spoiler alert. But the hope is that you can come out on the other side of it, and that there'll be people like Jesus in your life. I want to share with you very briefly a story of when I experienced a Peter sinks in the water moment in my life. And maybe it will help you think of some moments like this in your own. Or maybe give you a different way to think about moments like this in your life. Back in 2010, I had finished up with seminary, the first round of seminary school. Sonia and I were newlyweds. I had done two different master's programs. I had stuff that was published. I had recommendations that were really good. I had good grades. I had taken the GRE. I had two master's thesis projects that were done, totaling over 300-some pages of writing that I had to pore over for years to make sure they were edited and good to go for publishing. I applied to a bunch of different grad schools, wanting to do a PhD and wanted to teach Old Testament in a university. Here I am today. But back in 2011, after all those applications were submitted, I received in January notice from every last program I had applied to. And they pretty much all came the same day, January 2011. And they were all rejection notices, all of them. After I got the last one from the programs that I applied to, and it was like the nail in the coffin because it was from the school that I really had in my sights, I had no backup plan. I had no other conceivable path before me. I thought, this is what God had called me to do in my life. Like, what the heck am I going to do? I literally fell down in my apartment, crumpled up into a little fetal position on the floor, and I cried. I remember crying out to God, I have done everything you've ever wanted me to do, so why did you do this to me? Why did you do this to me? In that moment of holy anguish, crying on the floor, wanting my life to end, my dog, Cooper, who I've talked about before, he did what dogs do when you're hurting. He just plopped down on the floor next to me, and curled up, and then he licked my face, and he kind of absorbed my hurt. He didn't have to say anything, he didn't have to do anything heroic, but he was just there as a presence for me in that moment where everything came completely unraveled and upended, where my future plans were destroyed. He absorbed that hurt so that my cries did not go off into outer space somewhere unheard. In a sense, it was as if God outstretched God's arm to me, just like Jesus did with Peter when he was drowning. It started with Cooper helping me in that moment of holy anguish, and then to everyone who heard the news, to my wife, my family, my friends, each of them extended an arm to me, in a sense, when I felt like I was completely sinking. They helped me get back on my feet. They helped me realize that even though I had been rejected, I still was loved and cared about. Even though this unraveling experience happened, there was more to life than that loss, and it wouldn't completely define me. Peter sinks in the water. I think we all have these Peter sinks in the water moments in our lives. I wonder if you've ever had an unraveling moment like that. I'm sure you have. I'm sure there's one that you can think of, maybe one that's hard to put into words, where we feel that the waves of life are whipping up around us, or we are struggling to stay above the surface. But the hope is for us that we can call out to God, for God to outstretch an arm to us. But more, the hope is that we are called to be like Jesus was for Peter when we know that other people in our lives are going through moments like this, right? When you see someone whose life is going in an unraveling way, or it's being upended, or they are experiencing holy anguish, or they have lost their nerve or their confidence because of something that's happened to them, I think as Christians, as people of faith, we're called to do that for our friends, for our families, for strangers that we see that are struggling. So my prayer for us this morning is that we don't let the people around us sink like a stone, that they can float on top of the water, and that we can be like Jesus in this story, extending an arm so that Peter doesn't become enveloped in the waves in the water, so that he can get back on his feet and be the disciple he's called to be. And my prayer is that if we ever feel like Peter, that we're sinking down, 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 that we know we can call upon Jesus, and that we can call upon each other in Christian love. Amen?